good to have you here again, this time for episode 40. Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness brings us the dumb birthday game from a chilly night on June 5th, 1995. I think I'll call this one the Let's Be Mean to Norm Show. Birthdays featured are from June 5th and June 7th. The players are as follows. Bill from Chelsea, Orange Street to be specific. Catherine in South Boston. Dan in Maryland, who plays a 97-string banjo? Hilda from Fall River. I'm producing and in studio and making noise. And Jack Hart. June 5th birthdays, Bill Moyers and Marky Mark. We move on to June 7th with Welsh superstar Tom Jones, Prince, Ken Osmond, Joan Rivers, Barbara Bush, and Bill Hayes, which prompts a boxload of soap opera references. You'll hear a banjo player joke that leads to an avalanche of silliness, and Hilda ignites fire in Norm's loins. Some of our sponsors return. Quaid Garlic. There's a call for action promo, and they have a new phone number, all voiced by Dave Maynard. And Robert Hannes and his cranky baby from Wilton, Iowa, for Baby Gold Bond. We close with a caller. Tanya from Somerville, not sure who or what she was listening to, mentions that we talked to a dead person. Well, she called us, and she and Norm have a fun conversation. Now get ready as we go where other stations wouldn't dare.
Okay, let me introduce you to members of the panel who'll be playing the dumb birthday game, and we'll guess the ages of people born on this weekend. As a matter of fact, we have a few birthdays today and more for the first of the week and stuff. But let's see who's going to be playing the game, this exciting game, with us and thus become eligible for some really worthless prizes. Bill in Chelsea is one. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Norm?
Hey, good. You live on Orange Street, is it?
You know me by heart about now, don't you?
I remember you. I remember you very well. You betcha. And we're glad to have you with us.
How you been, Norm?
Good, thanks.
I'm sitting here just enjoying a glass of classic Ovaltine, one of my favorites.
It is. It kind of gives you that get-up-and-go kind of stuff.
And I'm joining it with the bowl of Gold Pond Medical Powder.
Boy, you just patronize all our sponsors, and that's what keeps us on the air. Thank you so much. Okay, Catherine is with us also. She's from South Boston. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
Good. Have you played the game with us before?
No, never before, no.
You're new at this.
I listen to it all the time.
Well, we're delighted to have you with us.
Thank you.
Okay, and Dan, who's from down in Maryland, the banjo player. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, do you play a 97-string banjo?
No, it sounds like that sometimes.
Because your fingers just fly around the strings just so nice.
Until they find where they're supposed to go.
I say, okay. Anyway, we also have Hilda, who is in Fall River. Hi, Hilda.
How do you do, dear?
I do okay, dear. You're new at this, too, aren't you? Is this your first time?
Your first time.
Okay, we'll be kind.
Is that romantic?
This is your first affair, so please be kind. We'll be gentle. And we're glad to have you with us. We also, of course, have with us Tony Nesbitt, our big-time producer.
Howdy.
Howdy. And he's just flown over with excitement about all of this.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, he is. No, he's thrilled. He just shows in a very calm, laid-back kind of way, which is okay.
I'm going to make a little noise. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
He's washing the dishes from the WBZ cafeteria, which is one of his extra tasks.
Tell him to whip me up a hamburger, Norm.
No, he's cleaning up. We're closed now.
Closed.
We're closed. The kitchen is closed.
Just my luck.
Jack Hart is with us, of course, the WBZ 24-hour traffic network reporter.
Hi.
Nice to have... Oh, another laid-back person.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I'm not gonna make some,
Any old spots in the road?
What's that?
Any old spots in the road?
Any old spots in the road?
Son of a gun. Dan is going to do a running shtick through the whole thing. Between his shtick and your shtick, I think I just turn off my microphone and
wasn't
go.
Wasn't he a great Indian chief? Running shtick?
From
the vaudeville days, wasn't he?
Today is June 5th. I hate to interrupt all this hilarity with some stupid comment like today is June 5th.
What'd you say about the 5th?
But, Dan, cool it.
Okay, Nora, this is your show, that's right.
No, well, I don't care about that part of it. If it makes it funnier because it's somebody else's show, I'll stick around then. But anyway, it's June 5th, a Saturday. We don't have too many birthdays for this date, but we have a few, and one is Bill Moyers. Bill Moyers, at one time connected with the Lyndon Johnson administration as press secretary, also worked with Dan Rather on CBS, and became a news commentator on public television, PBS. Bill Moyers, who does a lot of documentaries and stuff for PBS. Bill, what do you think? How old do you think Bill Moyers is today?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 59.
You're going to go out on a limb and say 59, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Catherine, what do you think?
I'd say 72.
72 for Bill Moyers. Okay. Dan, what do you think?
He's only 63.
Only 63. Okay. And the lovely Hilda from Fall River.
I would say 64, no?
You would say 64. And Tony, what would you say?
I think he's a very mature 67.
A very mature 67. You mean mature in a sense of his actions and that kind of thing, or he's kind of old and wrinkled?
No, in of his actions.
His actions, he said.
You, on the other hand, is the other end of the spectrum.
That's right. I'm a young 67.
I'm sorry. I'm very mean to you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wouldn't know what to do otherwise. You rat.
That's right.
Jack Hart, what do you think?
I'll say he's a childish 65.
A childish, kind of almost out of, practically not out of diapers yet.
Uh-huh. Still wearing a bib.
Okay,
still
now Bill.
Bill. Pajamas.
Bill from Chelsea, who just... went out on a limb with 59, of course, hit it right on the button.
Ooh.
And you kind of have a feeling it wasn't an accident when you said 59. You knew that, didn't you, Bill?
I don't even know who that man is.
Really don't? You just said 59 like that?
Just like that.
Just
that,
like
guy's
that.
Guy's named Bill. That's the connection.
Okay, that's right. The same name. That probably is it, yeah. But he is 59 years old today. And Marky Mark also has a birthday today. Born Mark Robert Wahlberg here in Boston. With Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Number one hit, Good Vibrations, in 1991. He's a brother of New Kids on the Block, Donnie. And his RCA Bluebird Recording Orchestra or something. Anyway, we'll start with you, Jack. How old is Marky Mark?
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Trying to change his image a little bit. I guess he's kind of a pest, and to phrase it lightly, but seems to be... trying to overcome that and be a swell guy.
I see. He's trying to show up with his pants on for a change. let me see. 22.
22, says Jack Hine. And what do you say, Tony? You say, Hey. Okay.
Yeah. That old.
I'm going to just keep doing that until you can count them, until I reach the last...
Okay, you're going to do a lot of those. I hope he's not 86 or something like that.
I'm going to have to go with 22.
22 also?
I'll go with it, yeah.
Okay.
Jack used to live near them, so I figure he has some kind of inside information.
Oh, yeah,
so they're all
be.
From Dorchester.
Yeah.
Dorchester. Hilder from Fall River.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
May I say about 25.
25.
No, you may not.
You may not. Go all the way back. You didn't say green light. Oh, I haven't heard that for a long time. Dan, what do you think?
Well,
imagine
Norm,
you play a lot of the Marky Mark records, I'm sure, in your banjo.
Oh, sure I do, that's why I break strings. No, I'm going to go with 26.
26, okay. And Catherine.
I'd say 26, too, now.
26 also. Hey, Dan, she likes you. And she's an aficionado.
I love banjo.
She's an aficionado of the guitar, of the banjo.
Well, she's a sweetheart, Dan.
Oh, she is. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to hit this right on the mark and say 24.
Oh, that's very good. 24, wow. Says Bill.
Oh, okay. Bill.
Okay, Marky Marcus is 22.
Hey!
Huh? Oh, no.
Yeah,
there
so,
you go.
Hey, yeah, so Tony...
Some of those good vibrations happening right now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sick.
Okay, so we get Tony and Jack winning that round. Bill won the first one. As we go to... let me see. We'll go to the June 7th, which would be Monday...
My cousin's birthday was yesterday, June 4th.
June 4th.
Want to guess that one?
June 4th.
Did you say mundane or Monday?
Well, We'll name the names, and there are some people on this list who are kind of mundane.
I just have a question before we go to Monday.
Yes.
Do you think if I showed up without my pants on, I might get a little bit more renown or success?
I think something like that would help. Yes, I would.
Sorry, Jack told me that.
Yeah, because especially banjo players who don't wear pants.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, show up in their undershorts, somehow create more of a stir than a guy sitting there playing Alabama Bound.
I can see the marquee now. I didn't have nothing with the marquee.
No.
I was just thinking, like, you know, Dan, the pantsless banjo player.
That's right. Yeah, see him. See his knobby knees.
Yeah.
His hairy shins.
Oh, Dan, the pantsless banjo player and the knobby knees.
Yeah. That could be
like
the good
funky
group.
Bunch.
Yeah.
That could be his knobby knees.
That could be. That'd be good.
What do you think?
Did Bob Raleigh give you one of them pictures of me or something like that? That's not fair.
No. He ran out of them. He used to send them out with his pens.
Good thing. Good thing.
Well, I got a picture of Norman. I wish I was blind.
Jeez, that's awful. Isn't that awful? You could just throw the picture away. That would be a lot easier, wouldn't it? Anyway.
And after hearing that, all wish we were deaf.
No, you're like a bad accident, Norm. You can't help but look, you know?
Jeez, I know it. Tom Jones was born on Tuesday. Not this coming Tuesday.
He was?
He was born on June 7th, which is actually Monday.
My.
Monday. He was born on June 7th. Tom Jones. Talking about underwear and stuff.
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
Women throw their underwear at him, don't they?
What's new, Pussycat? That's right.
That was one of his songs. That's
sure.
That's very good, yes.
Sure.
We're going to start with you, Hilda. How old do you think Tom Jones will be on Monday?
Let me see. He used to be my hunk of love.
Wow.
Let me see. 53,
okay. And Catherine, was he your hunk of love, too?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Not too bad, huh? For a tall, good-looking guy.
I'd say about 52.
About 52.
She's over him now. It was all right. Oh, little fling backstage, you know.
His real name was Thomas Jones Woodard. I know you'd find that exciting.
He's from Wales. Welsh.
That's right.
Is he related to Paul Newman's wife?
Yes, he is. He's her. He's her father. No, he's not related that I know of. No.
Did you know that Tom Jones was a bricklayer at one time?
Yes, I did know that. He's also not related to Woodard of Woodard and Bernstein, the guys who broke the Watergate case. Not related to him either. Not related to Stanley Woodard.
Of course, that guy, Dr. Woodard on Dark Shadows.
No, he's not related to him either. He is related to Zelda Woodard, who happens to be his cousin.
Yeah.
He used to go way down deep in the mines in Scotland and Wales.
Oh, be quiet. Okay. Bill, how old do you think Tom Jones is?
54.
Okay. And Jack?
Oh, 51.
51. All right. And Dan?
I'm going to go with 58.
58. You say that in such an authoritative way with such a deep, rich voice. Just so nice to hear you.
Jack taught me.
It's a side course at the School of Comedy.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think?
You know, one of my favorite memories of Tom Jones, who, by the way, keeps the hip-hugger market of pants... And,
alive.
Someone's laughing somewhere. Yeah, alive, something like that. Anyway, he was on, was introduced on David Letterman one night by Paul Schaefer to do, I think, the Small Town News song.
Oh, yeah.
And he was introduced as Welsh superstar Tom Jones. And he came out from behind the keyboard and sang some song about, I don't know, viewer mail, Small Town News, dumb ads. One of those things. I'm so glad I told you that.
That was a swell
56.
Story.
56.
56. I'd like to buy the movie rights to that story.
Yeah. Would you like to?
Yeah, I would. I would.
Would you like to make it one of those short films that we can just kind of...
Going to make a greeting card just for that day.
Just put it out on audio for the us blind folks.
Okay. Tom Jones is actually will be 53 years old.
Oh,
I won.
Yes, you did, Hilda. You guessed it right on the button. We've had a different winner each round.
She's cleaning up.
She's what?
She's cleaning up.
No, that's the first. That's your first win. Tony, Jack, Bill, and Hildy all won one. Now I'm thinking of Hildy from Front Page. You know that play?
Yes, dear.
And the reporter was Hildy. It was played
by. You called me that years ago, but now I'm shaped like one. They stopped it.
What happened? What are you shaped like now?
A hill.
More the hill, I see.
Well, what, it depends on what part shape like the
shape
hill.
Like a glacier.
Wow.
Oh, I'm getting turned on. I think there's fire in my loins again. Oh, my goodness.
Melt that frozen mass.
Much up the top, down the bottom.
Okay, Monday is also the... What? Monday is also the birthday of Prince.
That's Prince, funny, because Tom Jones covered a song by Prince.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How come he covered it up? I mean, go ahead.
Oh, he's laughing at that. Somebody's laughing at
it. You know, well, yeah. Do what you can.
Yeah. Do you know that the Prince's real name is Prince, his first name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Prince Rogers Nelson. Born in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That sounds kind of mundane for a guy like Prince.
Sounds like an Italian dish.
Minneapolis, Minnesota? Oh, Prince Rogers Nelson. That sounds like an Italian dish, does it to you?
Well, Minneapolis, Minnesota sounds like an Italian beverage. Yeah,
Italian dish to me would be something like, what's her name? Sophia Loren. Yeah, that's an right. Italian dish.
That's an Italian dish, that's right. Prince, do you think Prince always has that supercilious kind of grin on his face all the time? Doesn't he look like a nerd? I know I'm not criticizing his music. I understand he's quite creative. But just that look on his face makes me want to say, stop that. Just stop it.
Well, I think he has a regal personality.
Oh.
Is that Buick?
Okay, now let me start with Tony, how old do you think Prince will be on Monday?
Prince will be...
Monday is Prince Day. Oh, that is...
Anthony!
That...
Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Oh, there's nothing like milking something right into the ground.
Oh,
there, huh?
Just, yeah.
I know how Prince got his name.
How was that? Oh, jeez.
He was making footprints in the snow.
Is that right?
That's right.
No, he's good at studios. He's pretty,
What do you expect from a banjo player? That kind of remark. Oh,
okay. I told this joke, but how can you tell when the stage is level when a banjo player is playing?
I don't know. How do you tell?
He drools out of both sides of his mouth at once.
I see.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's very good, Dad. That's very, very nice. That's very good.
Thank you.
Hold on.
34.
What's that? 34, you're saying, Tony? Yeah. You're saying it
quietly.
I thought
I'd try to sneak that in somehow.
Yeah, right? You wanted to say that so that... you wouldn't be part of all this other stuff. Yeah.
You got it.
Well, Kiss 108 is doing all this. Is it Kiss that's doing this big concert in the woods and stuff?
Concert in the woods, yeah.
Yes. We can have a...
Yeah.
We'll have Dan with his banjo group as the big WBZ feature.
Hey, Norm, when they walk in, do you think they leave pieces of bread behind them?
And so they can find their way out, right?
Yeah.
That was crummy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just when you think you've gone down deep enough into the toilet,
oh, Jack,
along comes with somebody else that goes deeper than that.
I know. Yeah. I had a lot of crust to say that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That joke has some crust on it.
Dan, try to control yourself and tell me how old you think Prince will be on Monday.
Won't be toasting to this show.
That's right. I'm going to give him 24.
You're going to call him 24?
24.
I see. Okay. And Bill in Chelsea, what do you think?
Add 10 to that 24. You know, like that 5 times 5 thing?
Yeah.
All right. 34.
34.
Oh.
Okay, you're going to say the same as Tony said. Tony said 34. That's okay. I mean, anybody can guess any age you want to do. That and maybe. Anyway, I lost interest in that sense. You know, I said before I finished it. Jack, what do you think?
36.
36.
Things are tough. You know, you can lose interest in a program or something, but you lost an interest in a sentence.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
From there, I mean, what can happen from there?
Yeah. Sometimes I lose interest right in the middle of a word.
Yeah.
And when it's a one-syllable word, you know that's really bad.
Norm?
Yes.
I had a checking account like that once.
We don't care. We don't care, Dan. We don't. We really don't give a damn. Catherine, what do you think?
31.
31. And Hilda?
33.
Say that again, the way you did that with that lovely voice.
Pardon me?
Please. No, 33. Okay, actually, Prince will be 35.
Who?
Let me see who sent that. We had a 34 by Bill, and we had a 36. Oh, wait a minute. And we had a 34 by Tony.
Yes.
And we had a 36 by Jack Hart. We had no 35s.
Hmm. Three winners, though.
So we have three winners, Bill and Tony and Jack. Jack and Tony both have two wins, and so does Bill. Yeah, you're all tired, two apiece.
Yeah, I'm
golly
tired.
Jinkers. Boy, the things are starting to build up now, aren't they? Huh? The excitement is getting so heady.
Like a coal train. This baby's just
just moving.
What happened to mine? I didn't win?
No, you said 33, Hilda.
Oh.
And so you were 2 years off, and they were all just 1 year off.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe this time you'll...
I'm 2 years off.
Yeah, that's what the girls always used to say to me. Oh, you're 1 year off.
Is that what they say to you?
Yeah. I don't know why.
What are they referring to?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What I'm always... I'm still so confused by that.
Ken
Osmond.
I'd like
to go out with you, Tony, but you're 1 year off.
Ken Osmond was born on Monday. He's
moving
not related
right
to the Osmond family. He was Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver. He became a police officer in California, Los Angeles, I guess. Motorcycle cop, Ken Osmond, the wise punk kid.
What year did you say? When was he born?
When was he born?
Yeah.
You think you're going to trap me into that, huh? You think you're dealing with some naive... second-rate talk host, don't you?
I'm trying to do what I can. I'm losing badly. Oh. I gotta make myself look good. Okay.
Ken Osmond, let's start.
That started at birth, Dan.
Let's start with you, Catherine. How old do you think Ken Osmond?
I don't know, but I'd say he has to be 60 if he wasn't Leave It to Beaver.
60? Yeah, he wasn't Leave It to Beaver. That's right.
Is he still a police officer now?
I don't know. He was up to recently. He may still be. Yes,
well, then they did that. Then they did the series Return to Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah,
where
they were all grown up, and that lasted about 4 minutes, or should have. That was kind of awful.
I think they ended it after the first commercial break.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We'll be back in a moment, but they never were.
That's right. We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
This program will never be heard ever again over my dead body. Anyway, Tony, what do you think? Ken Osmond, who played... Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell.
Okay. When was Leave It to Beaver on? That was what, the early 50s?
I don't know, 50s, 60s? The last into the 60s? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it went to about 64, I think.
Yeah?
51.
Okay, and Jack, what do you think?
52.
52.
That was my other answer. Yeah. It really was.
Dan, what do you think? Only about this age. I don't want to know everything you're thinking.
Okay, you're a good man. No, I'm going to say
what were you thinking?
An even 55.
An even 55.
55, yeah.
I didn't even consider that age.
Hilda, what do you think?
Either one, it's all right now.
Okay.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Let me see now. I would say...
Hello, Jack.
How are you?
How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, goodness sakes.
Let her win.
You steal my heart.
Be still my hat.
Hat.
Be still my hat.
And park the car first.
What do you think, Hilda?
I said 56.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you say that. Okay.
Funny, I didn't hear. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, no, yeah. Bill, what do you say?
Don't drive 55.
Don't drive. You're going to say the same as what Dan said. Okay. Actually, Ken Osmond on Monday will be 50. So he's younger than any of you said, but Tony Nesbitt, Tony said 51, so he was the closest, and Tony shot out into the lead now with three correct answers.
Yay.
And just doing just so darn swell. And let's see, wait a minute now, let me see.
Is the flag off for the last lap yet, or?
No, see, I'm a banjo player, so I gotta lose.
Really, Dan? I didn't know Dan played the banjo.
Is that right?
Does he play the banjo?
Wow.
He's only been talking about it for the past hour.
Oh, really?
I thought he was just stringing us along.
Where have we been?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you noticed that, Bill.
Yeah, don't fret. You'll catch on.
Oh.
Don't fret. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
Not everybody was in tune with that joke. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go to Tuesday, June 8th for a couple of wonderful birthdays. One is Joan.
Lucky us.
Yeah, Joan Rivers has a birthday on Monday. Comedian, talk show host, got her first big break.
Can we guess the age of her last facelift?
You can do that. Yeah.
Actually, I think that's my sister's anniversary.
She found the pond of happiness.
Next Tuesday, June 8th is your sister's birthday
anniversary.
Anniversary.
Hmm. For what? Marriage, birth?
Since she got married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what year anniversary is that?
Oh, 24, I think.
24.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is just so darn nice. Because kids today, they just don't... Well, that's my own program. Dr. Lonnie Carton in the Learning Center.
Yes.
Bill, we'll start with you. Well, how old do you think Joan Rivers will be next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday,
June 8th,
Joan
yes.
Rivers will be... 50.
Okay, and Kathy, not Kathy,
Catherine.
Catherine.
Okay. 68. Oof, you can get haven't got one yet.
You can get away with a lot, Norm.
Yeah, that's a
Hildy,
different...
Kathy, you're just giving them all nice little nicknames, and they all say, it's okay, Norm.
What do you think, Danny?
Okay, I'm going to say one day older than she was on Monday. No. I'm going to have to give her, oh, my Lord. She must be all of 48.
Do you do jokes like that in between banjo songs?
Of course I do.
Now I know why I always hated the banjo. It was the jokes, not so much the banjo itself, but it was the jokes in between the songs.
The music's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, George Segal is my idol.
You know, I mean, imagine if the Deliverance theme ever had jokes in between it. Hey, you have the one about the three guys who went up the river.
Hey, about my girlfriend, she has the lovely blonde hair all the way down her back. Wait a minute. She has the blonde hair all the way down her back. Too bad she doesn't have any on her hip.
Next one, Dan. The one about melancholy baby.
You guys are, they're right.
She has a head like a melon and a face like a collie, but seriously. She is so skinny, she swallowed an olive and 10 men left town, but seriously.
Are we going back to Boston?
Yeah,
well, we're doing Dan's routine.
She was so ugly, she had to sneak up on a glass of water to take a drink,
Oh, Dan, do you do those jokes, actually, in your act?
Oh, no, just on your show, Norm.
Because we must have an extensive banjo collection. Everyone must be cracking them over your head.
Okay, I don't speak with one another.
Anyway, Hilda... Boys. Hilda, how old do you think Joan Rivers will be next to Tuesday?
60 years old.
How much?
60.
60.
The
big 6-0. Okay, Tony, what do you say?
Okay, her face is about 49 now. But she actually is, bodily, and
63.
God.
Oh, easy. She's 63, easy if she's a day.
If she's an afternoon, it's something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack, what do you think?
What do you really think, Jack?
What do I really think?
Don't let him say that.
63.
63, what the heck?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, actually, she's 60. She'll be 60.
She's been 60 for 4 years now.
Well, that's the number I have
you.
And so Hilda wins that. She now has two correct answers. Tony still leads with three. Jack, Hilda, and Bill all have two apiece.
My turn's coming.
And Dan is just waiting.
He deserves this.
Yeah, he really does, doesn't he?
I'm just drooling.
I'm glad you told us that.
And I have nothing either.
And Catherine, Catherine
said that he plays drooling banjos.
You have our respect.
Yeah, yeah, drooling banjos. That's right.
Oh God.
Barbara Bush has a birthday on Tuesday. Also, I don't think I have to suggest. Oh, she co-authored Millie's book along with the White House pooch. Millie, remember the dog? Yeah. I didn't realize.
I wonder what Millie's getting her for her birthday. What do you think?
And now the book's only selling at flea markets.
What'd she call it, Jack? Oh, what'd she call it? Get a leg up on the White House.
How old is George?
What a tale.
George is a little bit older than Barbara, I think. I don't really know. Maybe he's younger.
That.
I don't know. He may not be. I don't know. I really don't know.
You're trying to say you don't know, Norm. I wasn't
well,
sure.
Well, I can look it up if you really you think that's a clue.
That's
let me tell you afterwards, though, okay? Meantime, how old do you think Barbara Bush will be? Well, let's start with you, Hilda.
Okay. She must have reached her 70s by now, I think. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I'd say about 74.
74. Okay. Bill, what do you say?
68.
68. And what do you say, Dan? 69.
69.
And Catherine?
68.
68. You say 68 also. And Jack Hawk?
65.
65. And Tony?
68.
68. Okay. She will be 68.
Yeah.
So that's correct.
Oh, I got one right.
So we have three winners, including Catherine.
My goodness.
Yay, Catherine.
Who's broken into the win column, and Tony now has four correct answers. Bill has done well. He's got three. And like that, let me see. You wanted to know really how old George Bush was?
Yes, dear.
Not anymore.
Okay. You don't need to know now, but I'll tell you anyway.
He's what? He's got to be 71.
George Bush.
He will be 71.
Oh, 72. I don't know. I looked him up in the index, and he shows up so often in the book that it's hard to tell. Let's see. What do you know when he was born? What date?
He was born on Wednesday.
Okay, that makes things easier. June.
What's that makes him 5 days old?
Let me see. I don't know. See, in the index, it gives the name, and it gives a whole bunch of dates, but he's been in the news so often, doesn't say which date is the day he was born.
I thought he had two references over there, book and all. He's not in it.
Huh?
That was the bilingual part of the show.
Oh, I see.
Something about racehorses.
Okay, hold on. Let me look up one date here, because we have lots of time and no listeners, so it doesn't really matter
he's
right
older
now.
Older than you, Norm.
That's right. I'm on the phone. I don't care.
No, I don't. I don't know how old he is. That's my answer, and I'm going to stick with it no matter what happens. Okay, that actually was the last. Oh no, I have one more name. Let me see though. Okay, here's the last one. Bill Hayes. Now, Bill Hayes was born today, June 5th. Kind of skipped him there. Bill Hayes, you know who Bill Hayes is?
Wasn't he in a soap opera?
Yes, he was. He had a number one hit in 1955, The Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Oh.
And he also starred with his wife, Susan Seaforth, in the soap opera Days of Our Lives. And was dumped from the soap opera, I guess, for some reason. Maybe because he was too old, I guess. Whatever. Let's start with, let's start with you, Jack.
I guess the sand sort of ran out of his hourglass. Huh?
Sand sort of ran out of his Days of Our Lives hourglass.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way the world turns, as they say. You
that's
know?
The end.
Boy, I feel like I'm in another world.
I just really hope. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was my next one. Yeah, thanks, Jack. I just hope he found that guiding light. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand he's still a little young and restless.
Only have one life to live, Jack. Go for it.
Let me see.
We about covered all there? Should we go into the primetime soaps?
Yeah. depends on what all your children think.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up, all of you. Jack, what do you say? How old is Bill Hayes?
Oh, let's see. 62.
62. Okay. Tony, what do you think?
I'm a little hazy on this.
Oh.
he's Bell. Davy Crockett, now, that was what, back in the early 60s?
I did mention the year. It was 1955.
55, like I said, back
well, maybe
in the
50s. I did. He had a number one hit in 1955, that's right.
That's all I can hear.
He's from Harvey, Illinois. Who's that screaming?
I think that was Hilda.
Yeah.
Yelling at someone at the house.
Somebody, probably her husband, is suggesting she hang up. What's she doing on the phone?
Sounds like they're wrestling the phone from her.
Quarter to four. He wants to know. He wants to know if she called a 900 number.
Yeah. No, that was her cat. I'm what? Calling and I can't hang up.
Come on, Jack, pick me up.
Tony.
Okay, I'll say he's.
No, I haven't asked you yet. No, hold on a minute. I'm asking Tony. How old he thinks that Bill Hayes is?
69.
69, okay. And what did you say, Hilda?
48.
48.
That's a little difference there. So in 55, he was...
six.
Six when he made the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was. Yeah, people marveled
Davy,
over that.
Davy Crockett. Yeah, I remember that high-pitched voice.
King of the Wild Frontiers.
Dan, what do you say?
63.
63. And Catherine?
70.
And Bill?
70.
70 also. Okay, Bill Hayes today is 67.
Wow.
What a bunch of sore losers we got here. I think Tony, let's see, Tony said 69.
It's two off.
And, no, nobody said, nobody said 65, so you're the closest.
What was I, 5'10" or something?
Five yeah, you're 5'4".
Stop
Five for eight.
5'8"?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to,
that's very good.
I'll have to ask for a pay raise next
no,
year.
No, 5'9" is
not. I'll still ask for the pay raise. Not as much as if I was 5'8", but I'll still ask for a pay raise.
No, it is 5'8".
Well, then I'm going back to my original bargaining price.
So congratulations.
Remind me to get you as my agent.
No, that means that I don't have to send out any prizes for this one.
That's right.
And I'm mighty grateful. Bill, I want to thank you very much for playing the game.
All right, Norm, I'll talk to you later. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Oh,
and
God,
Dan,
I hope he doesn't
have
call
a good
back.
One. Dan, take your banjo and shove it up your nose.
I'll try if I can just get my nose a little bigger.
Oh, let's get rid of
I'll get his quick. Banjo a little
yeah,
smaller.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, and Catherine.
Yes, dear.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Norm.
Thank you. Take care now. Thank you for playing the game. Thank you, too, Hilda.
Was it as good for you as it was
for
me?
Very much. Thank you. No. Thank you, Tony.
Oh, hey.
Bye-bye, Jack.
Oh, goodbye.
That's a good line. I like that. I think I'll use it too. Hey, bye bye, Jack.
Oh, yeah, goodbye.
And you want to hang up on me, Tony?
Hey, bye bye.
Excellent.
Is it possible to get all the goodness of garlic without the odor? This man found a way. Listen.
I'm Frank Lager. I've heard a lot of good stories about garlic, what garlic can do for you. My wife's been cooking with garlic. We love the taste of it. But I have to deal with a lot of people in my business. And if I've had raw garlic, and I know that raw garlic is much better for you than if you cook it, I don't think my friends or my business associates appreciate the fact that I've had garlic the night before. I've been looking for a way to get the goodness of garlic without having garlic breath. And I found Kwai. Kwai's little tablets are terrific. They're real small, easy to take, no problem swallowing them, and I get no aftertaste. I don't sense that I'm taking garlic, but I know that I'm getting what garlic can give me. As much as I love the taste of garlic, I sure don't want my friends to know that I've been having garlic all the time. I find that Kwai is a real good idea.
Now at Walgreens, you can get all the goodness of garlic with Kwai. K-W-A-I. Kwai. Available at all Walgreens.
Call for Action, WBC Radio's consumer help and referral service, has a new phone number. You can now reach Call for Action at 787-7070. Call for Action is a consumer hotline. They've been serving New England for over 20 years. Lines are open Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Any consumer problem or complaint you might have, from landlord disputes to mail order scams, you get free help with any problem at WBC's Call for Action hotline, 787-7070.
Does your baby suffer from red, irritating diaper rash?
Diaper rash was like red, a little irritated. They're cranky. They do cry a lot. Babies are hard to tell about because they can't tell you what hurts or what don't hurt.
Now your baby can get relief from diaper rash with Baby Gold Bond medicated powder. Just listen to Robert Hannes of Wilton, Iowa.
I would say it's a good product, the Baby Gold Bond. To me, it soothes the baby and makes him feel comfortable.
Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder combines zinc oxide with the finest talcum powder to relieve baby's red, irritated skin. Baby Gold Bond also protects baby's sensitive skin against diaper rash, chafing, and minor skin irritations.
Baby Gold Bond's some of the best. It seems to help them get over the crankiness. I've told a lot of people. I told them it's real soothing and it really helps.
For your baby's diaper rash, try Baby Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS stores.
Okay, the time is 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. We'll take some calls. And if you've got something to talk about, I'd love to talk with you about it. Thank you so much. Our phone number, the area code to Boston, is 617-254-1030. Here's the extended WBZ AccuWeather forecast from Dave Ryan, who says clear to partly cloudy, cool overnight, down to 50. As a matter of fact, it's even a little bit cooler than that outside our WBZ studios right now. It's 46 degrees. During the day on Saturday, mostly cloudy. There's a chance of rain late in the day with highs 58 to 62. Saturday night, a period of rain is likely with lows 50. Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of a little sun during the afternoon, high 62 to 68. And then on Monday, mostly sunny and warmer with high temperatures 78 degrees. Okay, 254-1030, area code 617. Let's talk with Tanya in Somerville. What a pretty name, Tanya.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to talk with you, Tanya.
Oh, thank you very much. I know you're not on the air right now, but...
Yes, we are on the air, and you're on the air, too.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, you and I are both on the air.
Oh, please, give me a break.
Why, didn't you want to go on the air?
Well, I'd love to go on the air, but I'm listening to you right... You know, I'm listening to the radio station.
No, turn the radio down, because there's a seven-second delay, and what you're hearing will throw you off, because it's not happening at the exact time we're talking.
Oh, am I talking on AM?
You're talking on AM, yes.
Oh,
that's
okay. I guess I was listening to FM.
You probably were, and we're also on some shortwave and television bands.
Okay, well,
and
wonderful.
Also on the police radio in Methuen.
Okay.
Also, so be careful what you say. The police may be after you. Turn your radio down?
I just have to watch out for that. My radio is on, but it's down.
Okay, see, down enough so that it doesn't confuse you, okay?
Okay, well, actually, I'm listening to somebody else talk on the radio right now.
I see. What can I do for you, Tanya?
Well, actually, I'm a short-time listener because I haven't been in the area for very long. However, I've been listening to the station tonight. And actually, the station I was listening to, well, which is your station, but what I'm listening to, you know, right now, I wanted to say that I think it's amazing that you guys have talked to a dead person, which other talk shows cannot claim to that spectacular encounter.
No, we do things that other stations, we go where other stations wouldn't dare go.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely amazing, and I'm very impressed.
That's why we have such a big listening audience. We do things other stations would get sick to their stomach over trying.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But hey, more power to you.
Yeah. Where are you from? You said you're in the area just recently?
Yeah, I'm originally from Michigan. I was living in England for a while.
Yeah,
and I sort of pointed to an area on the map and decided to come to Boston.
That's how you pick Boston? Just kind of threw a dart at the map?
That's absolutely true. A lot of people don't believe that, but that's true.
I believe it. Oh, I believe
it. I didn't want to go back to Michigan. And, hey, I don't have much against Michigan. I just really didn't want to go back to my hometown.
What's your hometown?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay. Because we get a lot of calls.
I'm trying to get out of there, you know.
Yeah, we get it. What's so terrible about Michigan?
No, nothing's terrible about Michigan. I love Michigan. Michigan is a beautiful state, but, you know, I didn't want to live my whole life there.
Okay. You enjoying yourself here?
I love it here.
Yeah.
I really love it here.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Okay. Do you find men more desirable here than in Michigan or in England?
Absolutely. Actually, nowhere. You know, I mean, nothing against men. I'm just saying that I don't find them more desirable in particular place.
Oh, you don't find men desirable at all, generally.
Oh, no, I find men very desirable, but just in no particular place.
Oh,
I find them more desirable than any other place.
I see. They're kind of fun no matter where you meet them. The place has no bearing on it.
Sure.
I get you. Okay. Do you find men different here than... this is a stupid question. Forget I asked you that. I don't even care what the answer is. I don't know why I asked you that. I hear them ask that in stupid programs, and heavens knows this is not a stupid program.
Oh, no, of course not.
No, it's not. It's a very bright program. Do you have any programs like this in England or in Michigan?
Oh, I think not. I mean, quite honestly, I'll tell you the honest truth is that ever since I came out here, I find that people are much more open here. And yeah. I think that New England actually has bad press because people, you know, outside of New England think that people out here are rude. And I think that's not true whatsoever. I think that people are much more open-minded and that people speak their mind here, whether that's negative or positive. And I think that overall that's a very positive effect.
Yeah, I think people here are extremely kind and wondrous, don't you? For example, I'd like to come out and wash your dishes for you. That's just
well,
a little touch.
Would you please? Would you please? Yeah,
yes, absolutely. That's the way we New Englanders are. We
You're
like to
very
help
welcome
people.
To.
Okay, and I'll do that. Sure, anything else you'd like done would be okay with me.
Oh, please, okay with me too.
Yeah, because we New Englanders are very friendly.
No, I've noticed that. I really have. And people are very outspoken to where, like I said, in, you know, whether it's negative or positive, I think that it's very, I think it's very positive that people speak their mind here because, you know, like I said, this negative, positive, but
yeah,
people are very honest and outspoken.
Yeah, how do you mean they speak their mind? Can you give me an example of that?
Well, they're very honest. And, yeah. Well, okay, I could give you a positive and a negative example. One situation would be somebody driving down a road, and there's somebody in front of them blocking the road talking to somebody else, and, hey, get out of my way. Are you trying to be a road ornament? On the other hand, you know, I can go to a store and a store clerk, you know, you can talk each other's lives and not hold up anybody in line. And they're very friendly. Mm. And where in other places, such as where I may have come from, people are really closed up and don't want to talk to anybody. They just don't want to talk to strangers. And which I think is a sad point because there's really nothing to lose. You're not going to lose your wallet by talking to a stranger, really. Of course, everybody in general across the whole world has to be a little bit on guard. But, you know, please. I think it's wonderful that people are very friendly and very open and talk. And, hey, how was your day? And, oh, I see that you're buying that, an example, if you're a store clerk. And you see that, you know, people go on a subject. And I've, in fact, at one time I was buying tuna fish at a store. And they noticed I was buying a certain type of tuna fish. And they said, why don't you buy the other brand? And I said, well, this is more expensive. However, it doesn't have MSG. And they said, well, I didn't think the MSG was in tuna fish. And I said, well, it is, but it's it's in hidden terms and whatsoever and natural flavors or, you know, what have you. And, you know, here's this whole conversation going on through the whole checkout line. And people are very open, in that respect. Where I come from, everybody's very closed up. And I don't necessarily have anything per se against people from where I come from, except for the fact that everybody's so closed up, they don't want to talk to strangers. And you really can learn a lot from strangers. And it's just, you know, the same idea as somebody walking down the street who gives you a smile that can change your whole day if you're having a bad day. In the same respect here. Like I said, people have bad press here for being rude, which I don't think is true. I think that that's just, you know, society remembers the bad points, so maybe it came across in bad press that people remember bad things that maybe somebody said in New England, where in actuality people are very open-minded and very outspoken in New England and will say their mind, and I think that's great.
And very friendly. We're very friendly. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, we have the reputation of being kind of cool, but you know what I'm saying, baby? We're not cool at all, man. We're hot-blooded. We're just wonderful people.
I love it here. I really
hold my
do.
Hand and let me tweak you on the cheek just to show you how friendly we New Englanders are.
Absolutely.
Well, I welcome you. What are you doing here? You working here now?
Yeah, I'm working here now.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do? I'm not actually in my field, and I haven't been in my field for some time. And
what is your field?
My field is graphic arts. And actually, not per se graphic arts, but I'm an artist, and I have not worked in my field for some time.
What field are you working in?
Well, I'm working in market research right now, okay. And I've been promoted a couple times now to supervisor to another supervisor position or another supervisor position, and I enjoy it. I love the people.
I think that's great.
But it's not my field, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. I think I understand what you're saying.
Right.
You know what I have to do now, and I hate to say this because it's going to sound like I'm cold and rude.
No, that's all right.
But we have news coming up, and I have to go make sure it gets on in time. Otherwise,
no problem.
The boss begins to not be nice to me either. So thank you, Tanya. I really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call.
Set your car radio to WBZ News Radio 1030. Check in during your commute home for traffic on the threes. The first source for traffic, News Radio 1030, WBZ Boston.
Come closer so I can tweak your cheek and remind you to like, subscribe, and share, share, share. Gosh, you're just so darn adorable. What will the vault spill forth for next week? Like you, I have no idea, but I do so look forward to it. But it's time now to close the vault and ride those radio waves home. For Jack Hart, Dr. Lonnie Carton, Kiss 108 in their Concert in the Woods, Running Shtick, the Vaudeville Indian Chief, My Skinny Blonde Melancholy Baby, Banjo Players Everywhere, and your friendly host with a lot of pluck, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.